Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 840. The topic is nutrition, and the title is How to Make Better Choices. Well, wouldn't we all love to do that? Wouldn't we all love to make better nutritional choices? And that way we can not only look better in regards to maybe better aesthetics, but also just feel better throughout the day. And this is something that a lot of people struggle with. There are about a million ways in which to take this conversation. There are a lot of things, for example, that do with nutritional choices, such as convenience is a factor versus health versus cost. So the different reasons why we pick what we pick, we could look into that. And we have discussed that in the past. But what I want to look at today is generally, how are we going to make better choices with our food? And the process in which to do that would be to first learn what food does in our body. And I'm going to give some kind of highlights of that and kind of dip into that today. But then once we learn what food does, we then can make our choices based on the purpose at that time of consuming the food. So, am I consuming the food like before a workout, or am I consuming it after workout? And then also, what are our overall goals? That influences our choices as well. Or is my goal fat loss? Is my goal peak body composition, trying to build muscle while staying lean? Is my goal strength? Do I want to get stronger? Do I want to get better endurance? That influences our choice in the overall scheme. And then we also have different reasons for choosing things in kind of the micro moments. Like we said, before workout, intra workout, after workout. You know, at night before we go to bed, depending on how the rest of the day was. What's our first meal of the day? Based on what do we feel in that moment? What's the day going to be like for us? What am I doing after that meal? And then also, what's my overall goal? Because that'll change all of our decisions. That kind of sets the foundation for the decisions. So what we want to do when it comes to food is we want to learn what food does. Not only in health, because we, in general, the most nutrition information that you're going to see in most resources is going to be health-based nutrition. But health-based nutrition doesn't automatically mean that you will look your best. So health-based nutrition is not the same as aesthetic nutrition. Eating to look a certain way. And it's definitely not the same as performance nutrition. Eating to perform a certain way. Back whenever I did my master's in nutrition, I remember deciding to do that master's program because I'd been a personal trainer since I was 18. I loved training people, and I knew that food, how they ate, influenced how my programs that I'd write for them would turn out. So I wanted to learn more and more and more about nutrition. Now, I learned a lot through just experiential education, like what I did with my clients, what I did with myself. I had clients compete in bodybuilding competitions before I even did my master's. So I did know a lot about nutrition, and I wanted to kind of think about supplementing that. So my undergrad was in health and physical education, but they actually don't really have really good nutrition information. It's only health-based nutrition. It had nothing to do with aesthetics and nothing to do with performance. So I went into my master's in nutrition, and I'm like, this is going to be great. I'm going to learn everything about everything that I want to know. Well, unfortunately, that was pretty disappointing. We had one 3-credit class in the entire program of a master's of nutrition, the entire program of prepping somebody to be a registered dietitian. There was one 3-credit class on performance nutrition. There were zero classes on aesthetic nutrition. The entire program, with the exception of the 1-3-credit class, was on health nutrition. Now, health nutrition is important. And I am glad that I understand health nutrition so that when I give aesthetic nutrition advice and or performance nutrition advice, I don't violate any health practices. So I would never want someone to look great but die or be unhealthy or have blood work problems. I would never want someone to perform well and die or have blood work problems or be unhealthy. So I always want to try to make somebody the best they can be aesthetically and health-wise. I also want to make somebody as best as they can be performance-wise and health-wise. I wouldn't really want to encourage somebody to do one with the exclusion of health in mind. And what's best about that, what's kind of cool, is it doesn't have to be. You can do optimal performance nutrition and have good health. You can do optimal aesthetic nutrition and have good health. So I've done it. I've helped people earn pro cards in drug-tested and non-tested like federations, organizations. I've helped people earn elite totals, a bajillion state records, over 100 state records with clients in powerlifting. And it's something you can do. You can be awesome in aesthetics. You can be awesome in strength and still be healthy. If somebody thinks they can't be, that's simply due to lack of education. They just need to learn more, whether that's formal education, experiential education, with clients and or themselves. But that's just lack of knowledge. You absolutely can have great aesthetics and be healthy. You absolutely can have great strength and be healthy. You do not have to, you know, sacrifice strength for high blood pressure. You do not have to sacrifice aesthetics for, oh God, like just feeling like shit all day. So you certainly don't have to have any cholesterol issues if, you know, if you're worried about having a lot of protein or anything like that. There's no reason why you have to give up health. So I am happy that I learned that. But what helped me the most, if I think about my life and how I've been able to achieve what I've been able to achieve, it's because I know what to do with food. I know what to do with my food. I know how to change my meals throughout every day, depending on what I'm doing per day, depending on how I feel. So that way I can optimally build muscle mass and strength while keeping my body fat low. So I have gained 120 pounds since I was 18 years old. But I am leaner at 285 than I ever was at 165. I actually have more visible abs at 285 than I did at 165. I have lower body fat percentage at 285 than I did at 165. So I've gained 120 pounds and am leaner than I was at 165. Okay? So you can do the same. I've also doubled my strength, by the way, if that's an interest to you. So I have a 1,750-pound kind of gym total. They're all good lifts. But a 700-pound deadlift, 600-pound squat, 430-pound bench. I got to get that bench up to 450 so it sounds better. And then like that 600-squat was in sleeves. I messed around with wraps and only did a 635. I didn't really maximize my ability with wraps yet. So just some things to work on, some numbers to build up. But I have been able to do it in myself, and like I said, I've been able to do it with clients. Help them earn pro cards in aesthetic sports, elite totals, state records and all that stuff, and powerlifting. I've helped professional athletes, Olympic athletes. So we actually have Olympic BMX jerseys hanging in our gym that were given to me as a gift from working on the different Olympic teams. So there's the French team, there's Canadian team, there's, I'm not even going to remember them all, I'm sorry, Brazil. There's quite a few up there. Japan, that was awesome. That's a cool looking one. There's a lot. Russia, I think. Yeah, so there's a bunch up there, but it's fun. It's fun to get to work on people of high physical caliber where they're eating super well and they're training super well, because then you get into more of the nuances and fun little nitty-gritty things of training and nutrition, and that's always exciting. So, enough of me yippity-yapping, but what I want to get across in today's podcast is the more you learn about nutrition, the better you'll be able to tweak it to what you need. The more you just kind of blindly follow some dumbass program that you did not write, that you don't have a clue why it's written the way it is, you're always going to yo-yo up and down. You're never going to be able to match these programs, these diets, to your own life. And the reason why is because if you don't know why the rules are what they are, you don't know how to bend the rule to still get the intended result, but match it to what you're going through on that day. This is why people break from diets all the time, because they feel like they can't follow the rules. They feel bad about that. And then they just quit because they give up. What's the point if I can't even do it? Well, if you could have made one small little change and still had a successful day, that would have been pretty damn awesome to know. So that way you don't beat yourself up. That way you don't end up quitting. The more you learn about nutrition, the better you can then learn how to manipulate it for your own needs. Now, at the end of the podcast, I am going to explain that we've been working on developing, and it kind of took a hiatus over over the holidays for about a million and one reasons. But we're back at it to develop a nutrition education service. This would be a service where you can sign up and interact with me for weekly nutritional lessons. And it's kind of like there's nutrition information that you would learn about, practical application kind of quiz or activity, and then I check it for you and send it back to you and we work it. So this is something I'm doing one-on-one with people because they've been asking to do that. A lot of personal trainers want to know more about nutrition. So I've been doing that with my personal training clients and they love it. So I figured I'd extend it. Then we do have a cheaper option, which is kind of a self-directed nutrition education program. Kind of like there's a bunch of podcasts connected. There's a bunch of books and like pages to read through. So it's kind of a self-directed program that's cheaper because it's self-directed. And we're still in the development phase of that, but we have people experimenting and playing with it, and they're all loving it. The one-on-one is definitely going to be a better service, but it does carry a higher cost. If you're interested in any of this, just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. The costs range anywhere from $50 a month to $200. It depends on the depth of what the person wants to know and the level of interaction. So you have options within that. So it's pretty much anywhere between $50 a month to $200 a month. And that educational kind of program, we're working on the overall cost of that, but it looks like it's going to be about a $200 one-time cost. And it'll take you through all the steps of learning what food does, how many calories you need, how much protein, how much carbs, how many fats, how to adjust for workouts, how to adjust for different goals. So I remember when I taught at the university for 7.5 years, I taught nutrition combined with weight training classes, and the students all learned how to write nutrition programs for fat loss and how to write nutrition programs for building muscle mass and strength. And it was awesome. They love it. I still have some of my students. I have a couple of my students actually as clients now. I have students who are now members of the gym, even though I haven't taught in a couple of years. They're still members of the gym, which is fun. And I have ex-students or old students who are personal trainers that reach out to me every now and then. And it is just so insanely rewarding to know that they're still using that information. They're writing programs for family members now because they know how to do it. And it is just, it's an ongoing, ever-giving feeling of reward for me. So I really am blessed in that way. But if you'd like any of that stuff, if you want to learn more about nutrition, we have the one-on-one service and we have the program, self-directed program. Please just reach out, anything at all. If you're interested, we'll talk about the details and figure out what kind of price structure and communication structure works best for your needs. The email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can also check out our website, which is www.brutalirongym.com. Okay, so let's go through this today. What we want to think of, just some quick overviews of things, is our macronutrients. If you've ever heard of that term, macronutrients is kind of like what your food is made up of. So it's kind of the pieces of what your food is. And we've heard of the terms like protein, carbs, fats, and actually the fourth macronutrient is water, but we don't usually typically talk about that as a macronutrient because it doesn't contribute calories. So typically when people talk about macronutrients, they're going to talk about calorie count and then grams of protein and then grams of carbs, grams of fats. I'm actually working with somebody right now who's a CrossFit like country representative. So they're really high, kind of a high level CrossFit athlete. And we're going through and talking about this actually right now. I just sent him a message early this morning about what do we measure? Do we measure, you know, specifically grams of carbs every day? And the answer is actually no. You don't really want to predetermine your carb count per day. You do want to have a good kind of predetermined idea of protein, but protein goes up and down depending on muscle damage, but it's never kind of like non-existent. And carbs really fluctuate quite a bit. If you're highly active, you want to have almost exclusively carbs compared to fats. But if you're inactive, you want to have almost exclusively fats compared to carbs. So really, fats and carbs give us energy. Fats are kind of like slow, low energy. So if my activity at the time of a meal is slow and low, I'm just sitting doing computer work. I'm sitting driving the car. Sitting doing whatever the hell people do while they're sitting. Okay? If your energy is slow and low, if your activity is slow and low, then you want to focus more on fats at the meals related to being slow and low. Okay? But if we're fast and high, meaning we are moving fast, we have high energy, we're kind of getting up and getting going, that's going to be carbohydrates. This is a good time, like before workouts, to have carbohydrates. You can have carbohydrates during a workout. You can have carbohydrates during a physically active day. So like I said, some of my clients are personal trainers. Some of them are physical therapists. They're up on their feet. They're up and walking all the time. I've worked with nurses before and teachers. Teachers have to often like stand and teach. Nowadays, it's a little bit different because everybody's doing all this virtual schooling and stuff. But if you have an active job, like I had one client who wanted to do a bodybuilding competition, but he also worked to load and unload trucks, big semi-trailer trucks. That dude had to eat a shit ton of food to keep up with all that, and it had to be a lot of carbohydrates. Now, for him, we would have mixed in some fats for a base of slow and low energy with medium spikes of carb energy. So there is actually even layers within how you use fats and carbs. Do you keep a base low level of fats throughout the day and then spike the carbs as you want, or do you do them exclusively depending on what type of activity you're doing and whether you're going to be doing a long-term high activity, such as loading and unloading trucks for 10 hours, 12 hours, or if it's a short burst activity, for like which is such as like I'm sitting at a computer for 8 hours a day, then I want to go do a big workout and then go home and sit down again. So there are different needs based on what the base activity is and for how long. But that's pretty much a really good way for us to think of fats and carbs. There is nothing wrong with carbohydrates in regards to causing people to get fat. That I have, oh my God, whoever started that is an ass, because there really is nothing wrong with carbohydrates. When people say, every time I eat carbs, I always gain weight, either you're overeating them and you're not properly controlling them, or you're mistiming your food all day. You're eating way too little throughout the day, eating over what you need at night, intermittent fasting people, or just general behavior of everyone on the planet is we don't eat enough during the day. We overeat at night, then we wonder why we're fat. And it's like, what the hell? What do you think is going to happen? You're not intaking any energy nutrients throughout the day. You're overeating at night. Your body's going to save all that surplus for the next day. It saves it as body fat. Okay, the more we learn about how our body interacts with these foods, we can understand why we're fat. We can understand why we have shitty energy. So if I go into a workout and the only fuel source I've had was fats that day, I'm going to feel horrendous. I'm going to have no strength, feel sluggish, have no clue why I feel kind of soft and pudgy all the time. Well, that's why. That's why. Because you're eating the wrong damn energy source. You're eating slow and low energy and then trying to be fast and active. It's not going to work. So I work with CrossFit people all the time, and I've worked with people who've gone to the CrossFit games and like high-level people. And when they were trying to follow the ketogenic, and like there's a bunch of other names for everything nowadays, but where it's basically like a bunch of fats and then just some vegetables, they wonder why they feel like shit. They wonder why, man, I work out, you know, sometimes twice a day. You know, I work out every day, sometimes twice a day, and I have this like kind of soft pudge around my low back. I have this soft pudge around my belly. I'm just not as lean and ripped as I think I should be for my activity level. You're under eating, first of all, and you're focusing too much on fats and like vegetables. You need to get some actual carbohydrates in there. So potatoes, pastas, rice, breads, things like that, beans. You need to fuel your body with the right source for what you're asking it to do. Then the body feels nice and happy. It doesn't have a lot of cortisol, and you're flying high, feeling good. Everything goes well. What they usually do is they don't feel that great. They have low energy, so everybody just shoves caffeine down their face, and then they wonder why they sleep like shit, they feel like shit, and they recover like shit. That's why. So fats and carbs are energy. We want to eat fats when we are slow and low, not doing much, because fats are slow and low energy. We want to eat carbs when we're running fast, we're running high, we're really moving and grooving, because that's what carbs do. They're faster digesting, higher energy sources, but they are a short burst. So if I want a short burst of energy, I eat carbohydrates. But if I'm highly active, but I will have to do it for a longer term, like a longer time period, then I would want to eat a couple meals of carbohydrates. But since carbohydrates digest faster, your meals have to be more frequent. So maybe you have to eat every 3 hours rather than every 4 to 5 if you're having carb-based meals. Whereas if you're having fat-based meals, you're probably not going to be hungry in 3 hours. You might have to wait 4 or 5 to feel more hunger. And then protein is for recovery. And if you eat a surplus of protein compared to your total caloric needs and balancing it with carbs and fats, you can actually build new muscle. So protein is what you need to build muscle, not workouts. Workouts create the stimulus for new muscle. But it's actually protein that our body takes and breaks down and puts into the muscle that makes the muscle bigger. So that's kind of our macronutrients. Fats and carbs are energy. Fats are slow energy. Carbs are fast energy. If you want fast energy for a long term, you got to eat more often. And protein is recovery and growth, depending on the amount you eat. the more we learn about this, the more I can decide, what am I doing right now? And how should I eat based on that? So if I wake up in the day and my first 3 hours are just kind of sitting around at the computer, well, I can probably just get a low level, low calorie amount, low level of protein and fats in me. Just give the body something to start fueling with for the day. Just like I don't drive my car unless I put gasoline in it first, you shouldn't move your body and do things until you put food in it first. So that fasted exercise, fasted workouts, is not a good idea for fat loss. They have shown that it causes a lot of muscle wasting and kind of minimized and impaired recovery, because you dig this huge deep hole of joint stress and muscle stress and body stress other than just fat loss. When you don't fuel your body and you move it, you have a lot more going on than just fat getting ripped off. You have a lot of stress happening, a lot of muscle stress happening. There's a lot of bad things happen when we move ourselves without food. So if I'm getting up in the morning and I'm not going to be doing much physically active, proteins and fats. If I get up in the morning, I'm like, damn, about 15 minutes from now, I'm going to be running like crazy and have a high active job, or I'm going to go work out, proteins and carbs. Makes sense. If I know which provides me what outcome, I know which to eat based on the outcome that I want. That's why learning about food, education about nutrition, is so damn important. And that's how we will then eventually make better choices. If I know what the food does to me, I then can know what to eat based on what result I want. Okay? So for example, if I'm getting ready for a pre-workout, like I'm getting ready to work out, I've trained clients who ran 100-mile marathons. I've trained clients who've done like Ironmans and Ironmans and all these extra crazy shit that they do. It's super fun. I love doing it. I just forget all the terminology of everything. What they tell me is what they need to be good at, and then I'd get them good at that. Whether it's, you know, swimming for a certain distance, cycling for a certain distance, or running for a certain distance. I do forget the distances all the time, but whatever that client needs is what I write for them. So it's a lot of fun. But there is even a different way of pre-workout before, if you're doing like, say, a CrossFit workout and you have like some kind of crazy 12-minute like WOD workout of the day. So maybe you have like, every minute on the minute you do some kind of like, I don't know, 3 reps of deadlifts at like 85% max. And every minute you do 3 reps, then you're doing that for 10 minutes. There's a certain way you would fuel for that. But there's also a different way that you'd fuel for going for a 5-mile run. So understanding the nutrition also helps us then pick the choices between that. So for example, if I have something that's super high energy but a short burst, maybe it's only 10 minutes, maybe it's 20 minutes, maybe it's only 30 minutes. Well, then focusing on carbohydrates that are more sugar-based, glucose-based, that's going to get me the faster the energy, the better. I don't want it to take forever. So for example, some carbohydrates can take a few hours to digest. Well, if I want that energy for the next 20 minutes, I don't have a few hours to wait. So I actually want to have carbohydrates, sugar-based carbohydrates. And the best source usually is liquids. I tell clients all the time to drink Gatorade or the equivalent of it. You can buy Gatorade powder, which is relatively cheap, and make your own drinks. But I tell them if they want short bursts of energy, they got to do glucose. They got to get sugars in them. If I want energy, but it kind of more of a longer state, like I want energy to sustain maybe an over an hour workout, hour and a half workout, maybe 2 hour workout, then I want to have carbohydrates that are a little more complex, such as white rice, white pasta. That's going to take a little longer to digest. My body's going to still get some energy from it as it digests, but it'll be a little bit of a longer lasting energy. So we have some carbohydrates that can get in our system and be starting to be usable in 5 minutes. We have some that can take 3 hours and everything in between. You then have fats that you can time for 4 hours, 5 hours, maybe 7, 8, 10, 12. You can time the energy usage of the foods based on the digestive rates. So it's pretty freaking awesome that when you learn this stuff, you can then really have fun selecting foods that layer the purposes that you want all day, every day. This is how I help people get aesthetic pro cards. This is how I help people get elite totals, is knowing how to pair all that together based on what their needed outcome is. Then there's also like post-workout recovery. So if I'm going to eat after the workout, well, how much protein gets me to where I recovered the damage to the muscle mass that I have now, which improves shaping? But how much protein do I need in excess to build the muscles? But also, it's not just protein. If I have the right amount of protein, but I don't have enough carbs and fats, my body will have to break some of that protein down for energy. Then all of a sudden, I don't have the protein that I thought I needed for shaping or growing. So carbs and fats play a role of what's called protein sparing, meaning that if you have a sufficient amount of carbs and fats, the protein is available then totally to build new muscle and repair muscle. Whereas if you have insufficient intake of carbs and fats, the protein does not get used towards muscle repair and maintenance and growth. It gets used towards energy, kind of fueling organs. Our body's always going to prioritize organs over muscle formation. Always, always, always. That's very predictable. So learning the purpose of food is really going to make the big difference for you. Now, what can you do to learn more about food? We have 840 podcasts. We have a lot that tells you more about food. And we also have, like I said, this resources, like the nutrition education program that we're developing, that self-directed program, but then also the service where I direct you through it. We have that, but I'm not doing this only to try to make money or sell like a commercial for our services. We have all of the podcasts you would ever need for free already done. Okay. The podcast number 41, what I'll do is I'll say to you the podcast that I would suggest that you watch, that you would listen to. And then what I'll do is on our social media channels. So I would definitely always check out Instagram, by the way, for us. I try to post every single day to Instagram, and I usually actually post like quite a bit. What I want you to do then is I want you to, well, not that I want you to, but if you don't mind, because it'll help you, if you would like to learn more about nutrition, how about that? That's a nicer way of saying it. You could check out our Instagram channel. What I'll do is I'll post this podcast, and you'll see like a description for this podcast, along with all the links that you'll need for the podcast that I'm about to tell you. So what you need to know in order to create your own nutrition plan, and then how to track it over time. It can be learned in 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 podcasts. Our podcasts are on average between 20 to 30 minutes. So let's say 30, which some of them aren't even close to that, but that will give us the highest average. So 30 minutes times 9 is whatever the hell that is, 4.5 hours. So in 4.5 hours, you can learn how to eat for the next 4.5 decades. Okay. Very, very, very good time investment. And it probably won't even take 4 hours because the podcasts are usually a little shorter than 30 minutes. But let's just say in 4 hours, you can learn everything you need to know for the next 4 decades, for the next whatever rest of your life. Not only for you to know, but how to help family members, how to help friends, how to help anybody you want. If you're a personal trainer, holy freaking crap, do you need to know this? You better listen to these damn things. But we have all the information for free. I'm going to list the podcast right now, but remember that if you go to our Instagram, when I make the post about today's podcast, how to make better choices, it'll have all these links. So we have podcast number 41 titled Diet Right, What Matters Most. That tells you how to, what's the most significant things that factor into your nutritional choices, like what should you track, what matters most? Calories versus protein versus macronutrient quality versus macronutrient timing. How do I know what matters most? Is podcast 41. Podcast 153 answers the question of how many calories do I need. Podcast 33 answers the question of how much protein do I need. Podcast 249 covers meal timing. Podcast 329 covers meal frequency and the effects it has on diets and the way you feel. Podcast 21 answers the questions about carbohydrates. Are they good? Are they bad? Which one should I have and when? Podcast 29 answers the question of fats. Are they good? Are they bad? How much should I have and when? And then podcast 277 goes through the steps of setting up a meal plan. And podcast 658 talks about how to track your diet, getting the most from the least, how to get the most results from tracking the least amount of things. If you take the time to listen through those podcasts for free, you will know how to write your own nutrition program and know how to modify it based on your own needs. Now, there will be some practice. There'll be learning curves. You'll have to kind of manipulate it, but it goes through and it gives you all the information. Now, the services are you not having to take the time to do that and all the extra knowledge that I've accumulated from 19 years of being a personal trainer. So the services can give you a lot more information, but you don't have to pay us a dime. You have all this information for free. It's yours to take advantage of. So you want to listen to this podcast, if you can find them on your podcast platforms. If you can't, I'm going to make the post about this today's podcast, and it's going to have every direct URL to these podcast episodes. Okay? So I want you to be healthy. I want you to be happy. I want you to get what you need from us. I want to be able to do that for you. So hopefully we can understand today that once we learn what food does, we can then make better choices because we can choose based on the effect that we want. You'll know what the food is going to do to you, how you feel, how you'll perform. And then you can choose what's best for you at the moment you're in. Hopefully this was helpful. If you have any questions at all, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Like I said, we have the one-on-one nutrition education service, and we have the self-directed educational service. So if you're interested in those, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'm here. I'm always happy to help. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast, and I want to make sure that you feel that your time was spent wisely and you got value for it. So thank you. If you need anything, reach out to us. If you do like today's podcast, actually click like on this episode. It helps the podcast itself be found better in different podcast platforms. And then if you like the podcast itself, please share it. You can share it on social media. You can share it with email, text message, however you want to do it. But the more people we can share it to, the happier and healthier we can help the world be. Okay? Then if you like information like this, you can go to our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Remember, that's where you're going to see the direct URLs from the podcast I mentioned today. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. This podcast is for you. That's our sole purpose of this podcast, is to help you however you need the help. So anything you need, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. And as always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.